Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Dejunya Mehta with the news, the headlines. ESM Namsang headquarters relocated to Yonglok. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo says move will boost governance in remote areas. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton urges youth to lead with integrity and creativity on National Youth Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor hold delegation-level talks. India-Germany signs 19 MOUs. And Union Budget 2026-27 to be presented on February 1. And now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo today attended the program marking the relocation of the EAC Namsang headquarters from Kongshong to Yonglok in Longland District. Addressing the event, he said the decision follows long-standing public representations and aims to strengthen administrative reach in remote and border areas, improving governance and service delivery. In a social media post, Mr. Ryo noted that changing development needs, population distribution and connectivity have necessitated the relocation. Commending the people of Namsang for their active role in regional development, the Chief Minister expressed hope for continued growth, harmony, and prosperity in the area. Today is National Youth Day, commemorating the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. On the occasion, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton said the day celebrates the energy, ideas, and courage of young citizens. He added that their curiosity pushes boundaries, their service strengthens communities, and their ambition fuels progress. Mr. Patton expressed hope that the youth would continue to lead with confidence, creativity, and integrity, making the nation stronger and brighter. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz had a high-level meeting in Gandhinagar today. Addressing the joint press meet, Prime Minister Modi said that India and Germany are not just economic partners but are committed to global peace and stability. He said the bilateral trade between India and Germany has reached its highest level ever, surpassing the $50 billion mark.
भारत और जर्मनी जैसे देशों की अर्थव्यवस्थाओं के बीच करीबी सहयोग पूरी मानवता के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है। बढ़ते व्यापार और निवेश संबंधों ने हमारे स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को नई ऊर्जा दी है। हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार अब तक के अपने सर्वोच्च स्तर पर पहुंच चुका है और $50 billion के आंकड़े को पार कर गया है। 2000 से अधिक जर्मन कंपनियां भारत में मौजूद है। ये भारत के प्रति उनके अटूट विश्वास को दर्शाता है।
Speaking at the briefing, German Chancellor Merz said both countries want to elevate India-Germany relations to an even higher level. Mr. Merz arrived in Ahmedabad early this morning on a two-day maiden visit to India. India and Germany signed 19 key MOUs and made 8 key announcements. Addressing a press briefing, India Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the exchanges focused on enhancing cooperation in sectors such as defense, trade, skill, green energy, and people-to-people ties. A major announcement was visa-free transit for Indian passport holders through Germany, alongside a new framework for the recruitment of Indian healthcare professionals.
On the visa transit related issue, we do believe that decision has in principle been taken, and once it is implemented, it will considerably ease and facilitate the travel of our people and promote people-to-people contact.
Germany announced funding of 1.24 billion euros under the Green and Sustainable Development Partnership. The Union Budget 2026-27 will be presented on the 1st of February in the Lok Sabha. The budget session of Parliament is scheduled to commence on the 28th of this month. During a press conference in New Delhi today, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the process of budget presentation will begin at 11 a.m. in the lower house on the 1st of February. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo yesterday met with Union Minister of State for Coals and Mines, Satish Chandra Dubey. In a social media post, Mr. Dubé said the meeting focused on avenues in the mining sector, local job creation and sustainable developments. Talks also covered strengthening center-state coordination for effective implementation of central schemes. During his two-day visit to Kohima, the Union Minister reviewed progress of various projects, reaffirming the center's commitment to work closely with the state government for the all-round development of Nagaland. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that education should be used to reduce inequalities, empower marginalized communities, and ensure that development reaches every corner of the country. Speaking at the 9th convocation ceremony of Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi today, he said education not only forms character, but also strengthens the mind and expands intelligence. Mr. Radhakrishnan urged the students to work for the country's economic, social, and scientific prosperity.
In harmony with the spirit of the national education policy, which calls for knowledge to be available to every learner in languages closest to their hearts, another commendable initiative which will inspire our country to bring forward the scientific research and skills is the major funding under the Prime Minister's new scheme, the Anusandhan National Research Foundation.
Chief Minister Nipur Rew has extended warm greetings to the Chang community on Puanglam. In a message on X, he said the festival celebrates friendship, renewal of bonds, and heralds the upcoming cultivation season. Mr. Rew expressed hope that the year ahead would bring blessings of peace, harmony, prosperity, and abundant harvest. The Chief Minister also greeted the Mech Kachari community on the occasion of Ai Sagi. Mr. Rew wished that the post-harvest festival would be a time of gratitude, strengthen friendship and unity, and bring happiness and prosperity for all. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct Prime Ministerial review. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Jabalpur-Gondia gauge conversion project of Ministry of Railways.
The Jabalpur-Gondia gauge conversion project covers around 285 kilometers. It was approved at a cost of around 1,991 crore rupees to strengthen rail capacity and operational flexibility in the central part of the country. Traversing Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra, the corridor serves districts with significant agricultural output, forest-based activity and mineral movement. The project encountered persistent environmental and coordination-related challenges. In March 2016, the project was taken up under the Pragati mechanism. The elevation of the project under Pragati also strengthened interdepartmental accountability, aligning forest, revenue and line departments across and around shared timelines linked directly to execution requirements. The Jabalpur-Gondia gauge conversion illustrates how environmentally sensitive rail infrastructure can be delivered through coordinated governance and sustained administrative engagement.
The Central Goods and Services Tax, CGST office, Dimapur, have arrested a person for alleged GST fraud involving fake invoices and wrongful input tax credit worth over 53 crore rupees. The person, identified as Atiku Rahman Barbuya, was arrested on Saturday during an investigation conducted by the Anti-Evasion Unit, as CGST Dimapur press release said. The arrested person is said to be a director of two coal supply companies, namely MS Bendang Tushi Mining Private Limited and MS Kevito Mining Private Limited, which were found to be non-existent or non-operational at the declared addresses. He was found to have committed offences under the CGST Act 2017 by issuing invoices without supply of goods and also fraudulently availing tax credit. This is the second such GST fraud arrest by CGST Dimapur in recent months. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. EAC Namsang headquarters relocated to Yonglok. Chief Minister Nipur Rew says move will boost governance in remote areas. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton urges youth to lead with integrity and creativity on National Youth Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor hold delegation-level talks in their Germany signs 19 MOUs and Union Budget 2026-27 to be presented on February 1. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.